This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 6th. God's word for you today is the why. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, "And when you come in, shut the door upon you and your sons, then pour out the oil you have into all those vessels, setting aside each one when it is full." Stop trying to be someone else. God is not going to be happy with you because he is going to look at you and say, "What a waste. God created you to be you, and the truth is, only you can be you." Elisha told the woman, "Pour oil from your flask." The Amplified Classic Version puts it this way: "The oil you have your own oil. Guess what? The world is waiting for you to pour oil from your flask. The world is waiting for your oil. The world is waiting to buy your oil. We are waiting for you to pour oil from your flask into the jars." Again, there is the dynamics of the oil and the jars. We have a teaching resource on Go Sell the Oil. Look for it and listen to it. It is on the GFH podcast, title Money, 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 Part 5. Entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs within the organizations. Either way, an entrepreneur or entrepreneur must pour their own oil. It is your oil that we need. There is a saying that I came across years ago that practically changed my life. The quote is by Edwin Lewis Cole, and he says, "He who knows how will always have a job. He who knows why will always be the boss." It got me thinking. I put the book down and I started thinking about what he was saying. You go to the school to learn the technical know-how, to get the competency. We boast of how we can code 10,000 lines of code and of how we can do this and that. But that is just know-how. However, Edwin Lewis Cole is telling us that he who knows why will always be the boss. In other words, your know-how will always get a job for you, but he who knows why will always be your boss. I had to say to myself, if I want to be the boss, I have to know why. If you're okay with just having a job and having other people be your boss, fine, then stay there. But if you want to steer the ship, you have to know why. And that is the spirit of the entrepreneur. That is the spirit of the entrepreneur. You need to bring something to that table that is why originated. Then the owner of the business will realize that you are priceless and indispensable, or you need to bring it to the world and the world will realize its need for you. There is a saying in the western part of Nigeria that whether the boss sells or the boss doesn't sell, whether the boss makes profit or the boss doesn't make profit, just pay my salary. Such people just go to work. They do not know the why of the business. They do not know anything about the business, whether it is making profit or not, or how what they are doing is impacting the bottom line. They do not care. Just pay me my salary. We have a contract. That cannot be your mindset. Let us pray. Father, let the truth of your word renew my mind and thinking in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.